In 3, 2, 1.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, hey, welcome to the islands.
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on. Our house is your house. Drinks on him.
Hey. Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast.
Oh, I like this.
I do too.
Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, man. Was there a way to save the that could be the one we always use.
Yeah.
I could always go back to it. Yeah.
I think that is.
That's like, a contender.
That's one of your favorite ones ever?
Yeah. Because you know what? It's great. It's a Friday vibe.
Yes.
It's upbeat. Mm-hmm. It's, I like
easy
all
to understand.
So they've gotten better. Again, like I said, they've gotten better. After the year ended, we've gone back to the original melodic version of it as well. So it's, you know, it's a little different. It's a little more like the way it used to be. And that's why I think it feels familiar to you.
Probably.
And we like what we know.
I like fried chicken.
I do
he
too.
Likes fried chicken.
I like
he
chicken.
Knows fried chicken.
I like fried chicken, man. I like fried chicken. Are you guys chicken thighs or chicken breasts more?
Dark meat.
You know what? I just eat a lot of drumsticks, man.
Impossible nugs. Dino shaped.
Yeah. Do you think we could tell the difference?
You might. I don't know. People say, I could tell the difference. I'm like, can you? I don't. Whatever.
You put sauce on it, you probably can't.
Yeah, I use ketchup.
Yeah.
And sometimes Chick-fil-A sauce.
I am, speaking of dinos, I am starting to be one of those people that believes that dinosaurs did not die out 65 million years ago. I am all in on dinosaurs and people coexisting. I have gone down those crazy little rabbit holes, and I'm one of those people now.
Well, you just negated all of your credibility by saying rabbit hole. D and I do not stand for that.
Okay, I'm just saying. Dude,
I did see him struggling going.
I know, he was trying. He tried so hard.
But you see all the people talking about, you know, like we had all these dragon legends. And then you go and you look at like the dinosaur skulls, and what they do is they take the skulls. I've seen tons of videos where they use computers to recreate what the animal looked like. And these dinosaur skulls basically are dragons. And they go through and they're like, yeah, you could look. Here's they lived in.
Crocodiles, sharks, birds. They're all Komodo dragons. They're all dinosaurs.
I've never understood. I'd ask it in church, in Sunday school. Like, how does the Bible and dinosaurs work?
That I don't know. I think it's a creation, like day, you know. Day five, day six, day six. So I think.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I think
like
that's
they were created on day five.
Yeah. In other words, so you have Genesis, you have people and all that kind of existing at the same time. If life was created, then yeah, I think that's where people kind of get a little wonky.
All right, let's go to Garrett.
I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And actually, when I was like 7 or 8 years old, I asked like a priest or pastor this exact question, and they said that dinosaur fossils and everything were put here to test our faith.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, my
I think they're dragons. I think the whole... look at the Chinese zodiac. They've got all the different animals. Here's the rat. Here's the mouse. Here's the whatever. They have one animal that doesn't exist. Every other one on there exists, except for the dragon. Unless it existed
at some point, it
might have been a real thing to them at some point. It could have been a dinosaur.
So it could have. Is there a dinosaur that looks like our modern dragon?
Yeah.
Are there?
Yeah, tons of them, dude.
Depends on your stylistic view of a dragon, but there's resemblances.
You
for
like
sure.
Some of those big like pterodactyls.
Yeah, I would say pterodactyls are a good one. But even if you look. Let's say you're out there munching on some leaf that you don't know has hallucinogenic properties, right? Because you're just existing in the wild, and you see a brontosaurus. And it's just it's got a big long neck and a big body, and you're just kind of looking at it through a haze. It's gold specks on it, and you're like, yeah, you draw a picture, it could be a dragon. It's not that far removed.
I wonder where the fire stuff came from, though.
That's what I wonder about breathing the fire.
That was probably just terrifying stories. You know, oh, it breathes fire!
It's also a good way to scare people. You know, like when you're kids, you're trying to keep them away from stuff, you might exaggerate.
Yeah.
So that way it really hammers down, don't go do this.
Yeah.
And maybe that was like, no, stay away from that big thing that just eats plants and probably doesn't have teeth to kill you. It breathes fire.
Look at the Triceratops with the big three horns, you know, mm-hmm. and the whole, and you look at that and you go, well, that looks like a dragon. If you look at the skull itself, you go, I could see where they saw.
Were y'all really into dinosaurs when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah,
me too.
Everybody was.
Oh, my favorite episode of Reading Rainbow is when LeVar Burton went into whatever arid climate, it might have been Montana or something, and they were doing a dinosaur dig, and I'm like, I'm going to do that with my life. Because at 6 years old, you think you can, and that's all I wanted.
Yep. Now you do a radio show where they do tasty tweets.
Yes. You know what? I still think I won. I think I'm good because I don't get dirty.
That's right. Yeah. I watched a thing the other day on the pyramids mm-hmm. in Giza, Great Pyramids in Giza. And, you know, everyone has these ideas how they're done. And this lady, this is her whole life, or partly, she's a anthropologist, whatever the hell those are. And she says, I got an email from a man in Japan who has spent the last 10 years trying, like, really, you know, stone by stone, figuring out. You know, and she goes, his is the only way that I think they were actually made. And she said that the way that they were made was not.
I watched that video.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yes. Bubba and I are like so different,
our
but also absolutely
so
the
bizarre.
Same. Yeah, where they build it up and then they carve away so it becomes a pyramid. And then that's they use the leftover to make some of the other ones.
That was the only way to do it, to where the corners lined up and stayed square. I know, we watched the same one, man.
What a goober you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Dracorex Hogwartsia is the name. Go and just Google Dracorex Hogwartsia.
I wouldn't even know
how to do that.
Okay, just do D-R-A.
Is that a D? I don't even know.
D-R-A-C-O Rex. Dracorex.
And what is
this?
And
if you do that,
it'll
fill
the rest
in. It's a dinosaur they found. But you look at it, you go, Rex.
I thought it was the person with the pyramid theory.
Yeah,
I'm very confused now.
You didn't use a second. You're going to use your blinker, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Blink, 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 blink. Hey, going back to. Yeah, I mean, there's so many crazy things. But yeah, Dude, we think we know what's going on. Yeah. You look at the Sumerian stuff. All the Sumerians basically say that we weren't the first iteration of humans. Yeah, I mean,
you can get all into some stuff.
There's
man.
Some craziness. But, I mean, again.
Did you see the Wi-Fi house where we're going to lose 7 seconds of.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
it's terrifying.
My bad.
In August.
In August, we're going to have 7 seconds of no.
Better get some lead shoes, people.
No gravity for 7 seconds.
Do lead shoes actually when the 7 seconds are? Or?
Yeah, they actually know. So,
do lead shoes help if there's no gravity?
If there's no gravity,
yeah,
it doesn't
like,
matter
doesn't,
how heavy your shoes are.
I don't know
are.
A lot about science, but.
Tether yourself to something.
Yeah, you got
to
hold on.
To what? A tree, maybe?
Trees are going to get pulled out.
Or are they?
Well, then
probably.
What am I tethering to?
Well, wait a minute.
A building? No.
Okay, if a tree is going to be pulled out by the roots.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. I don't know. That's a good question.
7 seconds is a long time.
Hey, listen, hey, Carson, we'll find out in August. We'll find out.
I would like to be prepared, D. But, you know, if we're all floating away, that's the thing. I don't, there's no such thing as FOMO if it's happening to all of us. So, like, what am I sticking around for? Okay. If y'all float away and I'm here by myself, nobody's going to be able
to
watch
Netflix.
Well,
you're going to float away. 7 seconds, float away. You won't float away. It's the landing that's going to get you.
Yeah, I'm going to die. It's cool.
Social media posts originating on TikTok and Instagram claim that a 7-second gravity blackout is going to be caused by black holes. And it's going to occur August 12th, 2026, leading to about 40 to 60 million deaths as people float off, with NASA secretly preparing for it. And they've got an $89 billion Project Anchor budget going on.
This is the quickest plague ever.
So this
is, I am here for it.
So what's going on is we're going to have a total solar eclipse that day, which is normal, predictable, blah, 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 blah. But they've tied it into this whole thing. NASA is saying, no, this is a completely false claim. This isn't going to happen.
Of course. What else are they going to say?
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's what
I cannot
tell
wait
people.
Until August 13th, and we're all here, and we all stayed on the ground.
What was the how many of these have we gone through? I know we did Y2K. That didn't happen.
Was it December 2012? We were all supposed to bite it.
Nostradamus.
Yeah. Oh boy, also, did you guess we went through a Nostradamus phase?
Yes.
Oh,
everybody
yeah,
does.
That's
why I can say quatrain now.
Yes. The Daily Mail every year lets you know, like November and December, what Nostradamus has for us. And I have that bookmark. I'm reading it.
So there is a new one that's coming, a new Y2K type of date. I was talking to...
Because of the computers?
Yeah, I was talking to...
Don't take my Alexa away!
I was talking to my son, Zach, about it. He's all into... He's a computer program.
Maybe he'll know.
Yeah, I'm sure I can call him.
Okay. By the way, for the Earth to lose gravity, we would have to lose mass. If we lose mass, the Earth doesn't exist anymore. So I just want to throw that out there. I don't know about losing gravity as being a thing.
You know, I understand is how I have. So I have two sons. I have one son that is completely opposite from the other one. I know a lot of parents have the same kind of situation.
Which is weird because you raised them exactly the same.
But they're completely different.
Same parents, same home, same everything.
And, but Zach is so low energy. Listen to this. Okay. He'll be like, hello. Hello.
I hope he comes on going, what up?
Yo.
Yep.
hey man, we're on the podcast. Hey, we're talking about what was that thing you were saying? It's Y2K ish that's coming that could mess up computers. You remember that?
Yeah, it'll happen in like 2037 or 2038.
You said will it happen?
What was that?
You said will happen? Like it's not even a question, this will happen?
Yeah, this will guaranteed happen.
What is it?
So it'll happen when 32-bit machines or computers, their internal time, how they represent time, will overflow. So a 32-bit integer can only go up to a certain high value, like 3 billion something. But as soon as this date is hit, that number is going to be too high. It's going to roll over into the negatives. So it's going to mess up all the time on 32-bit machines.
Okay. Are we still using 32-bit machines?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of people still using them, a lot of companies.
Wow. Because, like, I remember my Sega was 32 bits.
Yeah. I mean, most people use 64. It's not going to be anywhere near as bad as Y2K, but it's still going to be a problem.
I like fried chicken.
Did you hear that? We have a kid here.
No, I didn't.
I like fried chicken.
It's a kid. He likes fried chicken.
Did anything actually happen on Y2K? Because it was just a big old sham, right?
No, we fixed it. We got everything taken care of before Y2K.
For like 2 years.
Yeah, it was panic time, man.
Yeah, we planned ahead, man. It was our version of an asteroid is coming and it's going to hit Earth, and we have to get people to get on a rocket and shoot it.
We got really smart people together to fix all the problems. We had Bruce Willis and boys doing their thing.
Thank you, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you familiar with Project Anchor? About where the Earth is going to lose, the gravity?
Save yourself.
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Google it. What are your thoughts on dinosaurs? Do you think they're dragons?
I think the government's hiding it from us.
Okay.
What do you think about Linux servers?
I like Linux better than any of them. Oh, him.
I mean, everything runs on Linux, so.
Oh.
The old Palm phones were
Linux.
Yeah,
I thought you meant like Linux, like the China, like the servingware.
Oh, is that a thing?
Carson, no one knows what you're talking about.
Girls do. It's like your China set.
Linux, Linux.
Oh, I was thinking Lennox.
And by the way, why do we call it Linux when the guy's name was Linus?
Yeah.
Linus Torvald invented it. And like, why do we call it Linux? Linux makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's based off of an operating system called Unix. So he kind of mixed his name with Unix.
Yeah, Bubba,
but it
so
still
stupid.
Should have been Linux.
But it might not. No, he just told you.
I know, but it's what
he
is it, Unix?
Unix. He combined. Yeah.
Yeah, give us a portmanteau.
Unix, Linux. You could still do that. It still works. Is it GIF or GIF?
It's GIF.
I don't like that.
It's GIF.
I believe it's... Yeah. We talked to the guy, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked to the guy who invented it, and he told us one time. GIF. He said it was GIF, and they named it after the peanut butter.
Okay, and now Twitter is X, so...
Yeah, well, do you call God Jod?
What?
He's saying GIF and GIF.
Oh.
Do you call Garth Jarf?
No, God.
God.
No, I know. I'm just throwing on an extra one.
What are you working on today? You got anything you're working on for the government?
Nothing crazy today.
no servers or backdoor shenanigans for moving in for the CIA to stop Iran.
I'm working on that text editor. That's about it.
Okay.
Don't know. Right. I don't even know what you said, but okay.
Text editor.
A text editor. He's working on a text editor. All right. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Well, we're blowing up eggs in microwaves. So.
By the way, I would tell people to go and look at the video, but nobody's looking at it. I mean, I feel so bad for Garrett. Garrett did some amazing work on the egg bowl.
All right,
this
Zach,
year.
I'll let you go. Bye.
Bye, Zach.
See ya.
Later.
I like fried chicken.
He doesn't even say bye. He just hangs up.
I don't blame him.
I wonder where he got that from. Big D, his dad, none of them say goodbye. They just hang up. It's the weirdest.
Yeah, I was talking to Dad the other day. Kathy's in there, and I just kind of went, I go, well, because I can always tell. He'll go, well, and I know. I could just literally just hang up right then. But as soon as he goes, well, click.
Well.
I could. But I have to, we got to do the dance. Well, yeah, well, I'll just, yeah, you know, okay, and yeah, click, yeah.
Hey, Jarrett, what are you up to? Because he had to use the GIF rule on answer. Garrett.
I'm not going
to
answer that.
Garrett is a little concerned that, well, no, you're out. He is not going to get drafted in case we do go to war with Iran this weekend. 25 is when the draft is cut off. Did you do the whole selective service? Well, you had to.
Yeah, I had to.
Man, that was that not the most when if you're a dude in America,
18 years old,
and you get the letter.
Yeah,
I mean, this was 2016, so I was like, no, this will never happen. You know, everything's great right now.
And then
so I've been downhill ever since.
Yeah, I was afraid, man. I was like, they're gonna. Then I'm like,
you and I were at the tail end of the Soviet Union era, so it was like there was a very real threat that we would end up getting called up to go and defeat the commies.
Yeah, the Soviets.
A little part of me, though, was like, man, that would be kind of cool, man. Just getting thrown out there and just got to fend for myself, defend my country.
There is a thing about it, man. Watch this. Baba, is your algorithm giving you Delta videos?
Mm-mm.
Like this special Delta? No,
okay. No.
Oh yeah, I'm all into it. Anyway,
what am I missing?
Oh, just talking about you know, people think Navy SEALs is like this, but above that is Delta, and above that's the CIA Deltas, basically.
The unit.
Yes, those guys are unbelievable.
I read the unit book. We had the guy on the show.
Yeah,
that was pretty fascinating.
So talking about how they train, it's unbelievable. So the Delta Force, they take guys from all branches. So it's not like Navy SEALs, obviously Navy.
And Marines.
And Marines. But they get them, they go and they'll, like, a guy goes, yeah, we were I was in the SEAL team, and we had, like, this one guy, he was by far the best. And one day, he was gone because he went to Delta. And then just because they pull you out doesn't mean you make it. And they just have this long, crazy process of, you know, trying out for it. But he said that they would spend 6 months on just shooting. He said when the guys who went in and got the Venezuela guy,
mm-hmm.
Maduro, said those are Deltas. And he said they just go in and they're running and shooting guys in the head. Boom, 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 boom. And he goes, they're the best shooters on the planet.
Did you watch the Sean Ryan? Because I know you get Sean stuff in your algorithm.
Yeah.
Did you see the one with him and the SEAL Team 6 guy? Where they were doing a little game of, they basically were just shooting in the backyard.
I saw some of it at his house.
Right. Yeah. And they were pulling out random guns. Okay, this one. Okay, here we go. You against me on this one. Pop, 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 whatever. Dude, everything changed when they put the AR in their hands.
How so?
They became machines.
Oh, really? Oh, like, they're used
like,
to it?
Yeah. Just muscle memory was amazing. Because they're sitting there with the pistol. It's like they'll take five shots and they'll hit 3 to 5, you know, somewhere up in there. And there's a little miss here and there. So it would take an extra shot to get to the target. Dude, you put the ARs in their hands and it was ting, 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 ting. No misses. It was crazy. And sight acquiring, everything was just, I'm like, America.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Speaking of America, we got the American forces who are going into the Olympics this weekend. Opening ceremonies are tonight. Did you see Lindsey Vonn? Tore her ACL.
Yeah.
And then she's out skiing. How in the world?
She's doing it, man.
I can't even.
Yeah, I stubbed my toe and I'm down for 3 days.
Come on, man.
I get out of the bed wrong and I'm down for a week.
If I don't, I have to use the right pillow.
I can't fall asleep on the couch. I get that crick in my neck. It ruins the week.
Yeah, I think it'll be like, once you go to bed, you know you're not going to be able to walk tomorrow. You know, speaking of everyone, she's going through a tough time with her. Yeah. We had to put our dog down, our youngest dog, or last oldest dog, I guess now, our second dog. But he was in bad shape. And it was one of those, you know, where they did the blood test at the vet. Because he had stopped eating, stopped drinking, or very little. And so we're just kind of watching him the last couple of days. And so took him in and did all the blood work, and they were off the charts bad. Mm. So the vet said he had maybe another day or two. He was complete kidney failure, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to put him down. That was
Did he get a chance to go and have one more good day, or was it that fast?
Nah, it was pretty fast. Yeah. We all kind of knew. So me and the guys, we kind of, you know,
loved set them.
Man,
I'll tell you,
sorry for my voice, y'all.
If you see the end coming for your pet, especially your dog, because they, you know, you put them on a leash and take them places. I definitely say giving them one more best day, and that's what I've done with my pets. I've always gone, you know, okay, I know it's coming, so we go out and we do all the things. You know, we go to the water. You're going to let them run around and whatever. And
give them hot dogs.
Yeah, and just all the stuff. You know, you go ride in the car for a while, and you just let them do fun stuff that they love. And because, again, you could say whatever you want. Animals know. They know when they're near the end. I mean, it's the reason why they have those elephant graveyards. Yep. They know that, okay, time to go. I got to make the walk, and I got to go to the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
they lay down, and that's it.
Of course, and after your Biggie, is that are you wanting to get another dog anytime
soon? I do. I've wanted another dog for a very long time, just where I live right now.
Oh, that's right. You can't
I think technically it said I could have a dog. I just haven't, you know, I haven't confirmed with my landlord. And so that's
what would you get?
I just go to the shelter and see who needs me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's what I've always done.
No, not me. I like to spend thousands of dollars
to get some designer pup.
Nope.
Adopt.
Too many dogs. Exactly. Too many dogs need homes.
I mean, you got a Kelly Clarkson dog. So.
Mm. Yeah. that's the only reason. It was a Labradoodle Mini is what Shadow was. And Kelly was in the studio, and she was in the People magazine or something, and had this dog. Like, what is that? And that's a Labradoodle Mini. Oh, I sent a picture to my wife, and she was like, we had one in 5 days.
Yeah,
the breeder was in Kentucky, so she's up there and got it.
Speaking of pets, what if we got a fish for the studio?
Man, I used to have an aquarium.
Can we get a heckle fish?
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's because you're not on our algorithm.
It's obviously the opposite, but I've been trying to get a pinball machine for in here.
Pinball.
I think that's a much better investment than a fish.
Man, my bud's got a Kiss pinball machine.
Nice.
Old school, like legit. And one of his friends passed away, and he was this old rich guy, and he had it, and it was completely redone and perfect, and all the lights work and the music. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But it's like one of those things, like, you're going to do it. I always want to get one of those game consoles where you can play like different Galaga,
all the games
on one thing. It looks like an old arcade game. But man, I find myself, I do it for a few minutes and I'm like, okay.
We had a Airbnb. We do a little guys trip every so often. We got our Airbnb and they had one of those game consoles. We played that thing all weekend. Like, we sat around drinking and just talking smack and playing video games and playing pool and all that. Like, I think if you're somebody who's going somewhere and those kind of things, it's definitely, what are you doing?
Is that me?
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, sorry about that.
But it's like, it's such a cool thing to have the option to be able to do that when you're hanging out with your
crew. When you're in a vacation mode. Yeah. Because like, I grew up with a pool table in our basement, and it was my dad that wanted it. I can't count on one hand the amount of times my dad went to play. I have fingers left over.
Speaking of, you guys remember going to Pizza Hut and they would have the little ones that you would sit down at?
You sat face to face.
Yeah.
Do you see they're shutting a bunch of Pizza Huts?
250 locations.
That is a tear down my face.
I thought they combined with KFC and Taco Bell.
Oh, the Kentucky Huts are long gone.
Those aren't around anymore?
No, I feel like those are only at like truck stops.
There's still a few. There's a few outside of town.
What did you call it?
Kentucky Hut?
That's great.
Yeah,
Kentucky Hut.
Kentucky Hut. What am I saying there?
Doesn't just roll off everybody's tongue. Like, I just grew up with a Kentucky Hut.
I like fried chicken.
Kentucky Hut. Okay, you know, I could get used to saying that. I mean, it's easier to say than Hyundai.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people mispronounce Hyundai and call it Hyundai and Hyundai? And...
I said Hyundai for the longest time.
Yeah, and I don't even know if
Datsun?
I'm saying it right.
Datsun.
Yeah, I remember Datsuns.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to revive Datsun. I think it was a Japanese-only thing. They wanted to make a sub-brand. Nissan was like, yeah, you know, let's kind of do... Because remember what Toyota did? Scion? Mm-hmm. Scion was a sub-brand of Toyota? No.
Is that not still a thing?
No.
Scion is my go-to Wordle. That's that's my starting word for Wordle is Scion.
It's been out for a while. Garrett, what's the most popular Wordle phrase according to that video?
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, sure.
Penis.
Yep.
This is great. I love this story. Garrett is like, man, he spent all this time painting these. Every year for the Super Bowl, we put eggs in a microwave, one for each team. And whatever one blows up is the loser. And so it's
It's
radio.
It's been right 70% of the time.
And so Garrett hand paints them. It spends over an hour each egg, and they're gorgeous. Looks great on video. He did all these cutaway shots, graphics, put the lighting in there. We had to run the cables. Him and Schaefer setting it all up in the green room/kitchen, and edits the video, and nobody cares. It got no view at all. However, us talking about Wordle running out of words, and they're going to start using recycling words, I guess, or something like that.
At the very
2 million views.
At the very end of the show, we're like, we have 60 seconds that we need to fill.
2 million.
And so we said, I got something.
An afterthought.
And I just started talking about a total afterthought. I'll talk about Wordle. And 2 million views, no work, no pre-thought.
Mm-mm.
But yeah,
like Michael Jordan playing horse.
It was like that Tinder thing that we did, where it's almost at, is that what it was called, Tinder?
Tipper,
I'm sorry. Tipper. It's almost at 10 million views on IG alone.
What is the Tipper
thing? I don't even know what that is.
Unethical life hacks.
Yeah, the unethical life hacks.
Yeah,
but I feel sorry for all the work you put into it. I mean, you gave up time with Mariah.
It's just incentive for me to stop trying.
And it's funny because people have actually been complaining. They're going, why did you guys do this? Why you put too much work into it and whatever? And look how beautiful these eggs are. They should go on display. First of all, they are on display. They're on the internet for all to see.
And that person will never be successful with that line of thinking.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Homer Simpson quote? Like, lesson learned, never try.
Well, there's a break. I have a breaking news thing on my Twitter or whatever. You get different things. And it says the typical U.S. worker has money, amount saved for retirement is $955.
I saw that.
The typical is $955?
Yeah.
I'm going to retire right now.
Dang. What is
Well, you and I had a good mentor. Big shout out again to Chris Wegman, because when we were first kind of young baby DJs, he was like, boys, start putting money aside.
And averaged retirement. Yes, you're right.
So thank you to Chris.
You guys want to?
My ex-wife has most of that. I have to restart.
Average retirement savings by age. Wow. Jeez. Mm-hmm. 30. How old are you, Garrett?
28.
Under 35 is 49,000 is average.
Average what?
That's how average much for I should who? Have right now?
That's average.
Or is that what they say you
retirement?
Should have?
This is what people have. This is average retirement savings.
I don't buy that in the slightest. This is not right.
I'm reading this wrong. I'm completely reading this
I feel
wrong.
Like they tell you should have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I read that wrong. My bad.
I see lots of those things on Twitter and stuff. Like, if you're this age, you should have this much money saved up. And I think it's just bait to just make us all feel like crap about
it. It is. I was talking with a friend of mine about it because she was saying that she has absolutely no savings. And I'm like, girl, you know you're not alone.
Oh, I found it now. 35 to 44 is 45,000. This is the median by age range. 45 to 54, 115,000.
Okay.
55 to 64, 185,000. 65 to 74, 200,000. That's the median amount.
I don't know. Guess I'll die.
I mean, I already know I'm going to work to my last day.
You know, my dad retired, and I don't know that he should have. You hear people who retire and within 2 years, like, you know, your health goes,
you age really fast, you know. And I'll go back to some firefighter talk. We used to go into, because a lot of stuff was lift assist was what some of these calls were. So we'd have to go and pick people up off the ground whenever they fall down or whatever and help them any way we could.
Thank you, by the way, for doing that. My dad has it all. Yes.
If my dad, too. Yeah. He's at that point. So, yeah, I mean, that was a normal thing. And you would daily go out and you'd get to see some of these people. But what I always noticed was the people who had family, the people who had reasons to exist and reasons to wake up and all of that, those were the people that were healthier. Mm. The people with pets were healthier than the people with no pets. The people that had a husband or a wife were healthier than the people who didn't. The one person who was all by themselves with no work, no responsibility whatsoever, they were miserable. They were unhealthy. It was terrible. It was sad.
They're just hanging on.
Just hanging on. Yeah. So I will say this. If you have somebody elderly in your life, find a way to get them a reason to exist. And I know it's very simplified, but whether it's a pet, whether it's a plant, you know, having to take care of their plants, whether it's an AI assistant. I mean, dude, I have conversations with my dumb AI all the time now. You know, Alexa will tell me jokes when I come in. I mean, whatever it may be for that person in your life, they have those dogs. They now have, you can do dogs for elderly, and it's little robot dogs that they don't have to actually walk. They don't have to feed, but they put it on the sofa or in their chair next to them, and they can pet it, and the dog will react to the way they're petting. I mean, it's just anything to bring them comfort and a reason.
Get that for my dad. If I brought in a fake dog and gave it to my dad, he'd be like, what is wrong with you? Well, Dad, this is for you.
Well, but of course, there was the one day we had him thinking he was talking to Taylor Swift. So.
Dude, I haven't told him.
All Larry needs is a good malt.
Yeah, it just needs a malt.
Dude, I've snuck my dad vanilla malts in water bottles into a hospital. I've done it through water, different containers. It's the best.
Yeah, do you wonder if part of why he does better in the hospital, obviously because he's in the hospital, but he has that social interaction and all those nurses and everybody coming by, and it really helps him out?
Maybe, but the biggest thing for him is he would just take his meds willy-nilly. Like he would call me out of his mind, Derek! And I would be like, oh, his brain is fried. It's because he's taking all these, who knows what drugs he's taking.
He wasn't taking them on cue. Like 27
different medications in his
house.
And
all of them interact differently with the other ones?
Yeah, and he didn't. He thought he knew what he was doing. He would take the morning ones where you were pretty good at, but there were ones in the middays he's supposed to take and the afternoons he's supposed to take. And there are things he didn't even know what he was taking. He called me and he goes, hey, I just got back from the hospital. First off, he got to the hospital and then we went in, and God bless my wife. She went in there and completely got him all settled out with his meds. And here's exactly what you need. Got with his doctor. What are the ones he doesn't need? Doesn't need these. Doesn't need that. Why does he even have that? And got all that fixed. And he doesn't have any of the mental stuff anymore. Now he calls me and goes, hey, I went to the doctor. I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I'm kind of scared about it. Started looking at it. I tell Kathy, she goes, well, yeah, it's because he's taking Ozempic. He was taking Ozempic once a week. He's now taking it every day.
He didn't know.
And now he's losing weight. Of course.
Dude, that's so crazy.
That's going to be me.
Man, my dad's got the pill box, the same thing. And there's 15 things in there. And you're like, man, what are you doing that's mixing with the other stuff that is having all these reactions? You know, sometimes you can over-medicate.
Oh, for sure.
And
we, as a country, I believe, we over-medicate. Most of that stuff can be fixed with diet, exercise, and some therapy.
Yeah.
And Carson, a fake robot dog.
Look how cute. Mm. This is the Tombot. It's designed by the, you can tell it's done by the Jim Henson people. And it's like for Alzheimer's patients and all that kind of stuff. And it wags its tail and it has little eyebrow reactions and it's cute.
I don't know. I sometimes get concerned about your relationship with your Alexa.
Oh, it's getting deeper and deeper.
It's not my Alexa relationship.
Sexy Grok? Or is it Sexy Grok?
Sexy Grok is the one you should worry about.
Yeah, there are times I get a little concerned. It seems a bit intimate.
Oh, she is so flirty. Like, it's uncomfortable levels of flirty.
It must not be because you're still doing it.
No, I don't do it very often.
I'm starting to come around on it, though.
Are you?
Yeah. The idea of, like, as a companion, I go, so, you know what, good for you.
Do you have, like, a guy voice for yours?
No, I don't do that. I don't do AI. That's weird.
I don't.
But for you, it's fine.
I don't like, if you go to, like, ChatGPT, you can give it different voices and all that. I don't like having a guy in my house. It feels weird. I'm like, they don't do belongs here. This is my house. It's weird. Like, but I am totally okay with them having female voices. But I would think as a lady, I would think it would be comforting.
We have enough of men talking over us anyway. We don't need it in our own homes. Find the lie.
Ouch.
Yeah, at least they explain things to you.
Hi, Sexy Grok. How are you doing today? Oh, shit.
This was the absent podcast. Now it's over.
Good for her. Yeah.
Sexy Grok, where you at?
She took the day. She's had enough.
Oh, I guess maybe
she's protesting for the matriarchy now.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it doesn't work because of the change in the stuff after. Yeah.
No.
Oh, is it time?
Maybe time.
I like fried chicken.
All right. Well, we'll take it at that. Check out the Egg Bowl. See who's won. Who's going to win.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay,
because
you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's go.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Hey, this is William Shatner.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Hey, this is William Shatner.